This is Ted Kennedy. It was premature for the White House to terminate U.S. economic sanctions against South Africa, but President Bush went ahead and did it anyway. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, no one denies South Africa has made progress towards ending apartheid, but in its unseemly rush to reward that racist government, the Bush administration went too far too soon. The president suddenly ended the U.S. economic sanctions responsible for so much of the progress already achieved. The statute imposing the sanctions contains strict conditions that have not been met by any stretch of even the right wing's imagination, Al. Tilting towards racism is wrong. The United States should not be so easily giving up our most powerful weapon against apartheid. We all know what's going on, Al. American firms are desperate to resume business as usual with the apartheid regime. Once again, in the councils of the Bush administration, private business profits have collided with basic human rights, and human rights have lost.
Bosh, Ted. When Congress imposed sanctions, we laid down a marker of five specific conditions that had to be met before lifting them. Those included abolishing the passbook laws, the very dark heart of apartheid, as well as laws restricting where people live. Ted, South Africa's fine President de Klerk should be receiving your praise, not your scorn, since every single condition we set down in the law has been met. Now you want to move the goalpost, change the rules in the middle of the old game, and whine, it's not enough. Where is your integrity, Ted? The awesome progress South Africa made should be rewarded by the U.S. in living up to its end of the bargain. Lift these sanctions and help South Africa build its economy back so thousands of black workers hurt by sanctions can get jobs again and black-majority government can succeed. Ted, you don't seem to care who suffers as long as your racist aspersions are cast. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Judge Clarence Thomas being nominated for the Supreme Court. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.